Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We talk about being productive. One of the things that gets in the way of productivity is taking on projects that you shouldn't be doing. And a lot of people do that because they can't say no. They feel like they need to be involved in everything. They can't step away from certain things, or they're just not comfortable saying no. They don't have it in them to do it. And I'm here to tell you that every one of us has the ability to say no. We can and we should, because you can't take on everything that comes your way. Otherwise, people keep throwing things at you. And at some point, you take on too much and the quality of everything you're doing goes down because you just don't have the time to do it. So there's some thoughts around saying no tactfully, and I think that's really what we want to focus on today. How do you say no? I mean, the first way is just to do it, you know, a flat out no. But if you do that, sometimes you could put people off by doing it. So what a lot of people do is they'll be a little bit vague about how they do it. And what they'll do is they'll just delay the inevitable. They know they can't do it, but they don't want to come out and say no because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or it's somebody that they work for and they don't want to be that person that says no. So they don't, and they just put it off. And then what ends up happening is now you're further down the road and there may be a deadline involved, and whoever was counting on you now can't, because they realize 2, 3, 4 weeks down the road that now you can't do it, but you just couldn't say no up front. That creates a bigger problem than just saying no up front. So the point is don't be vague and don't delay. Just do what you have to do. It's kind of like pulling the Band-Aid off. Just make it happen. Now, and if you're going to say no to somebody, let's say you just can't do it now. You know, and maybe the answer to that is, hey, I can't do it. I can't have it for you by this Friday, but I could have it for you by the end of the month. Right? That might be another way to do it. Or it could be something like, well, I can't do this, which is exactly what you're looking for, but I can do that. In other words, I can do part of it, but I can't do all of it. Or I can take, you know, I can take these pieces, but I can't do the entire thing. Right? That's another way to do it. So they don't feel like you're saying absolutely no to them. And especially with a superior, that gets difficult. If you do get that situation with a superior that you have to say no to, what I would suggest is tell them what you have to give up in order to do it. And you can say something like, you know, I'm working on this big project that should be commencing in 2 weeks. I know you want this done within the next 2 weeks as well. I can do it, but I have to deprioritize one of the two things. And the key is I want to do a great job, but given my other commitment, I don't think I can do them both in the manner that they should be done, or in the manner that you come to expect from me. Right? So that's a way, if you're dealing with a boss, an owner of a company, a client, somebody that has some influence and power over you, a way to do what you need them to do, but to buy yourself some more time to get it done. The other thing I would suggest is just the way you come back at it. Instead of saying flat out no, especially in the case of a client or somebody that's important to you, it could be something like, you know, I appreciate the fact that you trust me to handle this, but ... What happens next? So again, it doesn't have to be a flat out no, I can't do it. There are tactful ways to go about it. And I think it's important that you exercise some of those. But at the end of the day, you have to focus on what's important and you have to prioritize those things. And you can't be taking on everything that's coming your way. So figuring out what you can and can't do and what is clearly important and what's not important is really what it comes down to. And so you have to get good at saying no to certain things. And that no doesn't have to be a flat out no. There are more tactful ways to handle it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, look at the projects that you have ahead of you. And if there's some things that you feel like you can't do that somebody's recently asked you for, or if new requests come in, don't be afraid to say no. Just do it tactfully.